You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us tonight on LA Talk Radio, Empowered Communication Radio Show. My name is Sue Wagner, Dr. Pat Allen's daughter and the director of the Dr. Pat Allen Want Institute. We are so fortunate to have myself and Patricia L. Tinge available tonight to answer your relationship questions. The call-in number for the show is 323-203-0815. When you call the number, Sam at the switchboard sees your number and will call you back to be connected to the show. Please make sure you pick up the callback and enter the number in your phone contact list to avoid going to spam. Before we take your questions, I want to tell you a little bit about our sponsor, the Want Institute. The Want Institute currently provides facilitators that will educate you with techniques for how to begin, build, and maintain lasting, loving relationships. The facilitators will introduce you to basic communication skills using the techniques of Want Training as developed by Dr. Pat Allen. If you want information on all of the Want Institute services, you can reach me at the office at 949-723-0338, or you can send me an email at info@drpatallen.com. You can also go to our website, www.drpatallen.com. We have a list of Dr. Pat's recommended book list, and we also have a free streaming video of her teaching a class, Chemistry, Compatibility, and Communication, in which she teaches and shows examples of her communication tools. So tonight we have myself and we have Patricia Eltidge on tonight. Patricia, are you available?
I'm here with you, Sue, and all you out there.
So our call-in number, and we'd love to have some people call in with some questions, is 323-203-0815. Patricia, what have you been up to lately?
Oh, well, busy, lots of calls and sessions with the life scripts. I have a few people waiting to do some life scripts with me in the next week. And just to let you know a little bit more about what a life script is, that is where we dig in. I send out 27 questions and a questionnaire that you work on. And it's basically like an archaeological dig into your history from 6 months in utero to growing up to now, how you became you and how you can make new decisions on your original programming so that your life can function and flourish in your daily life and your relationships and everything.
Yeah, so if anybody wants information, you can reach me at the Want Institute and I'll connect you with Patricia. And you can talk to her directly to get a little bit of a feel on what she can help you with. Info@drpatallen.com or 949-723-0338. Patricia, oh, we have a caller. You're on the air. Hello. Yeah. You're on the air with, oh, I think they left. They'll be back. Sometimes they don't see us.
It's technology, but they'll be back. And your groups. Do you have an ongoing?
Yeah, I currently offer a drop-in ongoing ladies groups where the ladies, it's a $10 donation. It's to help the ladies stay on track. Oh, we have the call. We're on the air with Patricia and Sue. Can we help you? Do you have a question?
Ah, ya sé quién dice, nomás que estás pronunciando el nombre. Ah, sí, ya salió la película de ella.
Uh-oh, we don't speak Spanish.
You need to turn your background computer off. Oh, they left again.
Well, I think she was speaking in Spanish. Yes. I don't know Spanish, so I can't answer.
But it was also the feedback. When you do call, you have to turn off your other device. Your
lady, so we hear you. But my ladies groups, I do. I have, I offer them probably 4 or 5 times a month, different times. And all you have to do is reach me at the office and I'll send you the Zoom link. They're $10. I have like probably 5 to 10 ladies and I help you answer quick questions to keep you on track. And you also learn from the other ladies' examples. I've got 2 ladies that are doing really, really well. I'm very proud of them.
Yay.
It took them, I'm going to honestly say, they've been with me 3 months, but they're getting it and they've got good guys, but they still need the push to keep them on track. That's why I like to do it, too, so I can guide you so you don't slip back to your old behavior. I keep you on track to push the arrow through to do things that you're uncomfortable doing, but will get you the man of your dreams, the good men. So I'm very happy that I have two women, and actually the third one, she's now finding a very good man. So I'm three out of, this is a good start to start with.
Terrific. Terrific. Well, the other thing is,
you got to start somewhere.
And stick with the program, because we have, there's another woman who calls and has sessions, and she used the tools and actually got married. However, you have to stick with the program to keep your relationship healthy and functioning optimally. And that's where things go sideways sometimes, where they think, oh, I got the man, I got married, and then they revert to their old ways and they're bitching and moaning, and you have to stick with it, and you stay with the program so that you can continue having a healthy relationship.
And it does get easier. The more you practice Dr. Pat's material and her communication tools, the easier it becomes. But it is a challenge in the beginning. It's uncomfortable. Women are afraid to do it. They're afraid to be vulnerable, so they don't attract the right kinds of men. So once they become vulnerable, they get the good masculine, assertive, cherishing men come to their door, and these women are afraid. They don't know how to be around these type of men, so I have to guide them. But they do have good results, and all of the ladies are happy. And Patricia and I both do privates, so if you're uncomfortable in groups, you can do privates. That's good. Patricia's also a dream interpreter. Do you want to tell them about what you do with the dreams?
Yes. My book, by the way, is called The Dream Class, Know Your Dreams, Know Yourself is the subtitle, by me, Patricia Eltinge, E-L-T-I-N-G-E. And I have been doing dream work for over 30 years, and it's just a wonderful way to get in touch with the depths of your own subconscious. And because the dream world is a direct link to your subconscious, much better than your conscious mind. You know more than you think you know in your subconscious. And so I help people get in touch with themselves that way too, and move forward and with their relationships and their workplace and all their relationships, their romantic relationships and their work relationships and their family relationships too.
That's great. Yes. I don't know if we get the callers. Our call-in number is 323-203-0815. We'd love to take some questions. We had a good audience. We had a good bunch of questions last week. Hopefully we'll get some follow-ups. If you've called us before, we'd love to hear you follow-up questions as well on how it's going. Let's see.
I want to bring up the Getting to I Do. Dr. Pat Allen's groundbreaking book is Getting to I Do. And the concepts and all the material in here, and it's laid out in such a readable, understandable way that this book has been in reprint. And the concepts were so far ahead of their time, because it pertains to everyone, these tools of relating to all people in all walks of life. And no matter how you identify yourself, masculine or feminine, and no matter what body you were born in, the concepts are still the same across the board.
True. So, do you want to talk about any specific, want to bring up any specific topics of Dr. Allen? She does have some books available on Amazon. The one I like is called The Answers. It's got quick little tidbits of all of Dr. Allen's materials and quotes, and then the groundbreaking Getting to I Do. And then she does have the Staying Married and Loving It. That one's out of print, so it is hard to find, but you can find copies available. And she's got The Truth About Men, if you want to know what men are thinking and how men operate, that's a good one to give women a heads up.
And how men, that book also is really the man's point of view as how they see women.
Women, yes. Uh-huh.
And the other book that's a little more esoteric for those who like metaphors and legends, because she brings that into it. It's A Man's World and a Woman's Universe. That's a wonderful little, it's a deep book.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's after you've known Dr. Allen's material. Otherwise, you'll mm-hmm. be... Yeah,
that's very good though for people who like the esoteric as well.
Yeah,
and
as I said before, we do have a streaming video. It's about 45 minutes of her teaching her tools on our website. I want everybody to go there. It's called Chemistry, Compatibility, and Communication. You know, you go there and watch that, and you can learn all of her information on how to communicate. And if you want guidance, just call me at the office and I can set you up with myself, Patricia. We do also have Andy Shaw. He might be starting a men's group in the future. If there's any men or if ladies want their men to come to a group, he will be offering some groups on Dr. Allen's material.
And I see men privately.
Yes.
My regular guys who I've been working with for years.
Yeah. Andy will be on the last Thursday of the month to give a man's perspective of Dr. Allen's work. He's been with Dr. Pat for quite a few years. He helped her with her seminars. So he kind of puts a spotlight in on the men's perspective. Women can ask him questions and he gives them the men's guide, men's point of view. We had a great show with him last week. He was very informative.
Now, the other, you asked a question. There's a woman wrote in the other day, "There are no good men. What do I do? I'm dating. I'm in my 40s, and there are no good men out there. That's just terrible, and the dating scene online is frightening." And what do you want to say about that, Sue?
What I would say is when you have that mindset, what you think about comes about. So you're already projecting that there's no good men, so no good men are going to come. You have to shift and make yourself available and happy. And the man will come when you're not worried about no good men out there. Just focus on having a good time and the man will present himself and be around places where men are. And you can write great profiles. Patricia and I help write profiles to where you draw men in. We don't want to write profiles that are pages long. Men want to see a pretty shiny object. They don't want to know all the details. They just want a pretty object. What would you say, Patricia? What's your take on
that? And also not your accolades and your workplace. They aren't really interested in you being the conqueror of your business world. They are looking for a muse. They want someone who's fun and they can enjoy life with after they have done their work, or someone who can just be a play pal, so to speak.
Yes. I also had somebody asked a question earlier about parenting. She's got a 5-year-old son and she's a single parent due to her husband's death. And she's wanting to know how to parent. She knows Dr. Allen's work. That's how she got married. But now she's got a 5-year-old son, which she has to pull on his masculine side. So remember, Patricia, you want to go over Dr. Allen's material on raising boys over the age of 5?
Oh boy. Well, it's actually, over the age of 10, you have to start respecting them.
Yeah.
Well, women, mothers keep mothering and keeping their little boys far too long. There are many cultures that by the time they're 13, they consider them a man. So you start respecting what he thinks, his ideas, at least listen to his ideas, listen to what he thinks. And obviously there's boundaries in the home life. They're not just run wild, but to stop treating them like little babies and coddling them and their feelings. When you coddle boys and when they pass 10 years old and always worry about their feelings, you're going to keep them little boys And yes. they're not going to learn how to be a man and go out into the world.
Yes. For somebody she's worried about dating, and the little boy has already mentioned he wants a new daddy and brother and sister. Is that advisable for her? She doesn't, you know, want to date, and she doesn't have any interest because there are no good men out there. So is it managed to stay single, or would you say to bring in a new dad if the child wants it? What's your take on that?
It's not up to the child. She by all her all rights has a right to be partnered. So go out there and date. And when the time is appropriate and the man seems like he's a potential keeper, then you introduce it to the kid, but have several many dates with somebody, get to know them. And if they want to partner with you, then you will bring them to meet your child. Yes. I have several ladies who are repartnering after divorces, and you just have to go forward and your life comes first. Yes, you love your child.
Well,
you want the best.
No, she doesn't want a date. But her son wants to have a daddy. So she's more of wanting to just be the single mom, not introduce. She doesn't want to do another. She doesn't want a date.
Well, let's find out why she doesn't want a date. If it's just because of the kid, that's not a good reason.
Yeah. So
that's not the reason. That shouldn't be a reason for her not wanting to date. If she doesn't want to date because she was damaged from her last relationship and hurt, then it's time to do some work with us and resolve your PTSD or your wounds, lick your wounds from your last relationship so that you can be partnered.
Yeah, I think it was a good relationship. So she doesn't think she can find another man just as good.
Oh, you can. You can.
You've got to, have the mindset that you're going to be open and available. That comes in again. So to write a profile, what would you help the ladies with if they want to write a profile to attract a good man?
Well, again, you're not trying to outdo them or outman them. You just want to show yourself. Obviously, they show a picture and you want to show the side of yourself that's fun and receptive, playful, and not try to show how smart you are, even though you may be a CEO yourself or have your own business or be a champion in a sport, but you want to show your softer side.
So, and pictures are very important, and do not put up seductive pictures. We're not selling sex to them. I always tell my ladies to put up a nice face shot and then put up a full body picture of activities you like to do. So he knows, that tells him a little bit. If you like to hike, take one of you hiking. If you like boating, put one of you on the boat, and that way he gets to know what kind of a personality and lifestyle you like.
Mm-hmm. If you have the same interests, if you golf or if you play tennis or pickleball or whatever it is, show that side of you because they're wanting a playmate.
Yes.
So I don't mean a playmate like a centerfold.
Yes.
I mean like a
somebody that he knows that you can do things together and you're not both on two opposite sides.
That you might be compatible.
Hotels and he likes camping. You have to have a happy medium in there. Yes.
Very good. So any other write-ins you have?
Right now, let's see. I have a lady and if anybody out there can't make it to our show, you can always email me a question and we'll answer it on the show. And then you can listen to the archives and you get your answer. I had a lady here that was talking about, she wanted to know, she's been doing Dr. Allen's work, and she says she's been in her feminine, but she's still repelling men, but she thinks she's doing everything feminine. What could you guide her that she might be still doing masculine to repelling men?
It depends, and as you well know, As you well know, Sue, it's how you speak, too. So if you're speaking to a man or someone who is in the masculine role, let's put it that way, if you want to be in the feminine role, it doesn't mean, let's go backwards for a moment. If you yeah. want to be in the masculine role, that's fine too. Then you're going to be looking for a man who's in the feminine role. So that's why this work is not gender biased. It is, there just needs to be one of each energetically. So so in that case, it's her, the way she speaks is, we wait till they don't penetrate men. They don't want to be badgered or overly questioned. You want to wait and see what they offer to tell you. They are interviewing us, and then they will ultimately reveal everything that they want you to know about them without you interviewing them specifically.
That's the big one. Also, a lot of men do not ask the women questions, so they're mad because he's not finding out about them. But I tell my ladies, just talk about yourself. You can volunteer what you like to do. You don't have to have him ask you questions, but you can tell him what you like to do on the side for fun. You know, you like hiking, or you go out with your girlfriends. When you start doing that, he gets to know you without having to interview you. So yeah, we hopefully can get some call-in people. The number 323-203-0815. Please give us a call, and we could love to take your questions and help you with your relationship or communication questions. Let's see.
Now, once they're in a relationship, now a lot of the people who call us, I know a lot of people starting to take vacations now, but we get callers who are in a relationship, and they're, we want to talk about the trimester of how energy changes. When you first meet somebody, it might be all energy and chemistry and woo, everybody's hormones are all charged up. Well, so then you get into the relationship, and let's say you make the commitment that we're going to be in a relationship together, and we're going to be monogamous, long-term, seeing each other regularly and going towards long-term commitment, possibly marriage. Well, that the first 3 months is the rosy period. Now,
period.
That's the perfect period, and everybody's got rose-colored glasses on.
yeah, because you know you're just finding out about the person, so everything they're doing is perfect.
Now, the second trimester, the next 3 months, so that's when people start 3 to 6 months, you start seeing the warts. In other words, you start seeing their faults. And women often start picking a man apart. Oh, he does this. He does that. He doesn't do this. Oh, he does this. That's when it all comes out after the first trimester. Well, that's when you start negotiating in that next period, negotiating to see if the relationship might go the distance. So that next trimester is crucial. And that's the imperfect period where you see the faults. And are these faults I can live with? Are these faults we can, and they see the faults in us too, just not one way. And so that's when we start negotiating. And in chapter 14 of Getting to I Do, that's when we start negotiating things like time, space, money, and play, all the different areas of life that might get sticky and we don't agree on everything. And that's where people start bickering in those areas. And so that's why we call it negotiating in those areas of life, to see if then it can go. Well, then from the 6 to 9 month period, you are really finalizing negotiating your long-term commitment. And that's what we help you do. We help you get your goal if you are following the system.
The system does work. We've had such positive reviews, from the women. And I would say that more women in this culture, in society now, are raised to perform. And their skills are very masculine. And I think I read something where there's more single women out there now. because they carry high super masculine energy and it repels the men. Men don't want to, men don't need to be married. So they want a woman that they can compliment and
be their complementary sister.
What would you say? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, some people they say if they're too, you know, you can't have a person that's exactly you in a male body. Because right. then you know, sometimes what would you say?
It nullifies the energy.
Yeah.
When there's two the same, you have to have complementary energies. And I even talk about this in my book, Getting to It.
They're all do this or they're, she wants a man that's exactly her, but in a man's body.
There was a Seinfeld episode like that where Seinfeld wanted somebody exactly like him. And then he found somebody like that. And he goes, oh, my God. After a while, he was like, oh, my God, she's just like me. It's awful.
Yeah, I know. So you want somebody that can, kind of compliment you and bring out aspects of you that you can enjoy together. It's kind of like rally.
Mm-hmm. So back to your negotiating your relationship. And that's what we call it. And somebody say, oh, you were talking about masculine energy. Well, a woman can be a CEO and still be the feminine energy in her relationship. A woman can be a champion athlete, a champion of the universe, and still be the feminine energy in her relationship. But this is what we teach people. It's how you communicate and who do you respect. And you make a choice. The choice is, do I want to be respected primarily or cherished, my feelings cared for primarily, in that order? Not that you can't have both, but in what order? So we encourage people to make that choice, and that decides what position your operating system is going to be out of. In other words, if am I going to be operating in my relationship from the primarily the masculine energy, which would be, I want to be respected first and my feelings cared for second, cherished second.
Which reminds me, a lot of the women call in, well, he's not cherishing my feelings. And I say he cherishes them the way he wants to cherish them, not the way you expect him to be cherished. Because some women use the cherish card to get their way.
Yeah.
And he'll cherish you what he feels that he wants to cherish. Cherish is not a free card to get away with whatever you want.
You respect them. When you respect their ideas, their thinking, what they do, and you follow their lead, they will cherish your feelings. And if you are receptive and passive and patient, they will cherish you.
But cherishing isn't an automatic trump card to get everything just by saying, well, he doesn't cherish my feelings because I want to go to this restaurant.
Well, you can use a want word, you know that too. When people say, I want this, well, you're already in your masculine by saying, yeah. I want you to do this, especially when you say, I want you to do this. Ooh, that is mothering.
Yes, yes.
That's a big turnoff to men. You do not want to mother them. Start giving them orders and overly concerned about that they're not doing anything right, or they could do this better, or it's just
a better way to do it. You can't teach, preach.
Preach, bitch, and moan.
But also tell them, you can't tell them how to do it better because that repels them too. Yeah.
You know, Dr. Pat's famous line was when you're riding in the car and you're heading towards, the party, let's say, on the freeway, and they're saying they're going to miss the exit. You keep your mouth shut and let them miss the exit because they are in the driver's seat and they are leading you. It's the hardest thing for women to do.
I wonder, there's so many women that just constantly say, well, I can't keep my mouth shut. How do I keep my mouth shut?
And the way you hold your poop in your pants.
It's trained.
Yeah, by training. It's potty training. It's potty training of the mouth.
You watch yourself blurt out your crap And you just have to clean it up by not doing
it. That's right. Well, it's behavior modification is what this is. This way of relating is a form of behavior modification. We are come from the transactional analysis style of training, which is communication skills. And Dr. Pat's work of androgynous semantic realignment comes out of transactional analysis. And that is all about how you speak, how you use your words to heal your life.
Okay. I had another question. One of the group lady, one of the people that have come in before, she's written in, she's in the 12-step program and she's dating a man who has done 12-step, but he doesn't go to the meetings and he does it his own way, which is okay. And she's been dating him a while. He's a little rough with the sex and she's, you know, we've worked with her to communicate gentle touch, but she's concerned that he has too many negatives because she wants somebody that does the same spiritual work that she does. She wants him to wear the clothes that she wants because, you know, it's basically she wants to remake him into a better man. And she's leery about if she can be with him, the 51%. And I say, well, if you don't like this model, you're going to go find another model and you're probably going to have another whole set of things that you don't like about that guy. Women that think there's always somebody better and they keep going next, next, next. What would your advice be with a nice man that treats you well, has a couple of flaws? What would you say to those women? Because they seem to want to jump around.
And I think we mold them, but not by force.
Yeah.
And we are their spiritual guides, but you are not going to necessarily be exactly the same the way your spiritual side. There are people I deal with who are in different religions even, but they accept each other for their differences, and everything else is compatible.
Mm-hmm. So like a woman that has her own wounds from men, she'll never find a good man because her own trauma. Would that be accurate?
That's part of
so
it.
Every man she sees will not be good enough. She'll want her own design.
Yes.
Keep her single.
Well, we keep the ladies or anybody, male, female, whoever it is, in the relationship and working it out with guidance. That's the whole point. We're trying to keep people in as long as they are rebuilding. And then we say, stay while you are learning about the other person and learning the ropes on how you can mold each other in a way that's appropriate and saying what's uncomfortable. Now, there's someone else who calls in who had the husband did get married, by the way, but the husband wants more sex than she is comfortable having. She's a working lady, still working a 9-to-5 job 5 days a week. And he's not working full time. He's a bit older and she's exhausted and he wants more sex than she is physically capable of doing. And so I say, you don't do anything that's uncomfortable for you because you will end up resenting him. And we can't start resenting our mate. So we set boundaries and we have discussions about what we're comfortable with.
Yeah, yes. That's where my ladies groups and also we do privates will teach you the communication. It's the stroke, stand, and contract or the 5-step cleanup. When you have something uncomfortable you want to tell somebody, we help you design that. And you can use that with parents, coworkers, your partner, other people at work. You can use it, family members. It's great to get what you want and to help you with what you don't want from somebody rather than barking out and getting mad at them. And that's one of the things we teach.
That's what a lot of people do. They just start bickering and fighting and arguing rather than sitting down and having a rational discussion.
Yes.
So you say what you're comfortable with. What do you think? We say, what do you think? I feel this way. And you ask the husband, I feel this, and I'd be more comfortable with doing this way. What do you think about that? We say to him.
Yes. So our call, I'm sad we don't have any callers today. Our call-in number is 323-203-0815. And if anybody out there wants to call in and ask us a question, we'd love to take your questions. Patricia, do you have any other things you want to share about Dr. Allen's work?
Oh, yeah. She's been a powerhouse and a innovator for over 40 years. And she's lectured all over the world. And her book, besides her books, her early book, one of her earliest books is called Conversational Rape. Uh-huh. And that's still available. And Conversational Rape is the crux, was really came out of her doctoral work. And that's how people speak to each other. And you know the feeling sometimes when somebody says something, and it's kind of, some people call it a backdoor compliment. Like, well, oh, hi, Jane. Well, your hair looks good today.
Meaning it did what? Well, how did it look the last 3 days?
That means you usually look like crap. Or, you know, there are many ways where people say things that's like a sideways comment. And her work. This is a wonderful little skinny book. Everybody should get this book.
It's a book that'll open your eyes. And I tell the people, once you find out, once you understand Dr. Allen's material, you go and you listen to how other people talk and you hear how they actually, it's, you know, conversational rape. They actually intimidate or seduce or mm-hmm. guiltify people. That's a big one. And Dr. Allen goes over all that.
That's right. Well, so that's what we do. We teach people not to guilt trip people and not to seduce them with guilt and shame and not to intimidate. There's so many. I have some people I'm dealing with, couples, where the husband is an intimidator. And uh-huh. when he doesn't get his way, he intimidates and he berates the woman. And then she goes victim. And then when she goes victim, then he goes the other extreme from to doing the guilt and shame. But yeah. These people, what we teach them to do is negotiate. That is called rational communication. And that's the crux of this work, is people, so they can feel their feelings. Of course, if something happens, a man says something, no man's perfect. If he says something that's, a little, doesn't feel good, you say that doesn't feel good. You say, well, I appreciate that you said that remark to me. However, that didn't feel good. So are you willing to not say that to me in the future? Because otherwise, I'm just going to go in the other room. So that's a contract.
Yes. And also, we talked about the relationship contract item sheet. When you're headed towards getting married or mating or moving in together, engaged, we recommend doing the relationship contract item sheet so you know everything about time, space, money, and play. So you don't have all of these little quirks that come up about who's taking the trash, who's doing the dishes, who's maintaining the cars, who's doing the yard work. If you negotiate all those aspects of how you live every day, you know, you get what you want, and you know to tell them what you don't want. You teach that a lot.
Yes, I do a lot of couples, and this is really the crux of my couples' work. Starts with that.
It's amazing how many people will fight over, well, he doesn't let me go out with my girlfriends.
You negotiate it.
Or he golfs every Saturday and I don't like that.
Uh-huh. I get that every week with people. And this is where we negotiate these items so that it's not we negotiate them up front. And this is what alleviates a lot of the bickering that people get into that gradually chips away at a beautiful relationship. So yes. Let's negotiate these subtleties in life so that life can run more smoothly. It's just amazing. And then I have some people say, oh, well, it's uncomfortable. I don't want to talk. It's like, oh, why do we have to do this? Or he doesn't want to do that, or he won't want to do that. Well, you don't know if he will want to do it unless you ask him if he wants. And we can do it like one section at a time. Let's this week just talk about time. My yes. time, your time, our time. That's yes. my own time. We each have private time. I like to read in the afternoons. You like to snooze or whatever. And then my time, our time together. How many times a week do you have date night? Or what do you like to do with each other time-wise? Then yeah. there's time with other people. So that's friends and family. That's when that comes in. Mm-hmm.
And then the money part, and like we said, the past lady with the sex. Some people, this guy wants sex every night, and she's not comfortable. You have to negotiate that because now
she doesn't want to do it, so she has become a whole.
Yes,
and she's resenting it, and yes. she's starting to hate him, and yes. thinking she will get divorced. She hasn't even been married a year, and she yes. wants to get. She thinks she should get divorced. I say, let's have a discussion before we get divorced. Let's talk, let's negotiate when I'm comfortable, how often I'm comfortable having sex while I'm still working.
Yes.
And waking up early in the morning or coming home late. Let's talk about it before we just end a relationship.
Yes, so true.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So this stuff all gets sticky when you come right down to it. These areas of life all come up eventually. So you might as well talk about them up front.
True. So we've got a couple more minutes. Unfortunately, no callers. I want to go over a little bit about my ladies groups. It's open to any lady. Preferably, if you know Dr. Allen's work, getting to I Do, and you just want help with dating, kind of the extra push with the quick questions. You can reach me at info@drpatallen.com or send me or call me at the office 949-723-0338. I also do privates, and Patricia does the couple's contract item sheets. She does the life scripts, and she also does dream interpretation. If you want to, did you talk about your dreams yet, Patricia? What we'll do
a little bit. I mentioned my book, The Dream Class, and that I do dream sessions, and as sometimes it's only as little as 15 minutes. So I'm easy to get a hold of through the WAN Institute and get in touch. Oh, here's somebody.
Oh, caller, you're on the air. Hi, do you have a question?
Hi, Patricia.
Hello, what can we do for you?
I have a couple questions.
Let's go.
Okay.
All right, let's get with it. I'm going to use a situation that I'm trying to figure out. So basically, what if you're starting to talk to somebody and then you hook up with someone you used to talk to, and, you know, fast forward a couple years and now you're engaged and, you know, you want to come clean and you've come clean, but now your fiance knows that you lied. And how can you try to fix, I guess, what's broken?
Well, knows that you lied, and it depends on how long ago. When was the, while you were engaged, you were talking to the ex?
No. So, you know, we had started talking, and then he kind of borrowed money and didn't pay me back. So that was mm-hmm. a real turnoff for me. And he mm-hmm. was still, you know, going out and spending money and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we broke things off, and I got mm-hmm. back with an ex, and then mm-hmm. we ended up rekindling, you know, about 6 to 9 months later. Mm-hmm. And now we're happy, we're engaged, and he had like a feeling, and he really wanted me to come clean. So I came clean, and now
you don't have to come clean in the future. That's in the past. That's something in the past. I wouldn't have advised you to share that because it's already past tense. So now it just makes them jealous. But in the meantime, now that you have, you just say that was an incident, and it wasn't about lying. It just wasn't necessary to bring it up.
Okay, because he's in his thinking process of we were still together, which, I mean, we were together, but we weren't.
You weren't engaged.
Engaged.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's the past, and I certainly wouldn't do that again, you say.
Okay.
You try to go get past it by saying, I understand that. I was just trying to get my money back or something along those
yeah.
lines. And I just wanted to get my money back. However, in the future, I wouldn't be doing, of course, I wouldn't be doing that. Just give them confidence that you understand that wouldn't be good today.
Right. And what if he's just, you know, right now he's absolutely like, you know, I was taken for granted. You are a W word. I can never trust you again. Just give it time.
Give it time and say, I've been building a trustworthy record for the last how many months? Or
yeah,
weeks?
It's been over for sure 14 months since this.
Okay. I believe then you just give them confidence. I believe I have been building a trustworthy record over the last 14 months. And I would say, and that's what counts.
Yeah.
Is my trustworthy record over the past 14 months. And I want you to have confidence in me in that way, that the past is the past. And this is who I am today and for the last 14 months and in the future.
Yeah. Okay.
Any other questions?
Okay, let's recap on the dream. I had a dream. Can we dig into dreams?
Might be if it's a relationship. Most, yeah, it could be related to your romantic life. Let's hear it real quick.
Oh, well, I keep having dreams of getting pregnant. So what does that mean?
Oh, well, that's simple. Okay, you're pregnant means that you have new ideas. Something new is happening in your life. That means there's an emerging. Do you dream that it would be a boy or a girl?
I did not dream of the sex.
Oh, the gender. Okay. Well, it just means it's something emerging happening in your life. So, what is going on in your life that's new and emerging?
I just bought a house.
I'd say that's pretty big. That's new and emerging. Very good.
But I guess I thought I'd just have a dream about buying a house.
No,
so.
No, our dreams are okay. Symbolic. And so that is, that's what that means.
Okay.
Check out my book, The Dream Class. I think you'll enjoy it. And it's a beautiful coffee table book, by the way, as well, with all the dreamlike photographic images. Thanks for calling
Ooh.
In.
Thanks so much. Have a nice day, ladies.
Thank you. Okay, we had one final caller. Thank you, caller. With that, we're going to have to end the show. Is there anything you want to close the show with, Patricia?
I want to say that the only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is by the contracts, commitments you're willing to make and keep.
Call us in next week or send me an email with a question. We'd love to answer it on the radio. info@drpatallen.com or 949-723-0338. Thank you, call. Thank you, audience. We'll see you next week. Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.